Trumas Ksidid Reishis. It's called Reishis. It's the first thing. What does that mean? Sheshireho Nikoron LeYisrael. That when you take off Truma, Truma is you have a pile of wheat. Now the halacha is, it's hevel. You're not allowed to eat it. When you take off Truma, you set aside some part of Truma, that makes that this it belongs to the Kayin, and the rest of it though now is mutter for Yisrael to eat it. It has to be nikir, the rest over, that now there's a chilek, there's a heter on it. Yotzes azul mashenke, in our case here by chomitz, she'ein shirei nikorim. The leftover part of this chomitz is not nikir, it's vayter osetit. Since it's chomitz on Pesach, that you can't eat it, so it's not called nikir. The shirei in the leftover, after you took the truma, has the same halacha isra as it had before. Rashi says, the yomah kura reishis. Mashma shetehi reishis. The truma is considered the first thing. The elu shirayim nikorim. And the leftover is now nikah that it becomes mutter. Shetehi matiros in Yisrael. That the leftover peris now is mutter for Yisrael to eat. Now vi b'mafrish trumas chomitz. If you're telling me now on Pesach, you're taking chomitz and make that the truma. My heti yesh b'shireho. What kind of heti is chal on the leftover chomitz? Shetehi reishison oise shirayim. To say that now the truma has one din and the leftover has a new heter. What kind of heter is it? Kihevim mikorin tevel, just like before you took off truma, it was tevel. What's the loch of tevel? Hevishori banor, tevel is muta banor, v'yasirim b'chila, but you're not allowed to eat tevel until first you take off truma. Hashtanami, now here, even after you took off the truma, it has the same alochom. Shori bano, we're going to quote from Yossi Aglili, that chometz tak is true, it's muta banor in Pesach, of a v'yasirim b'chila, mishum chometz. Ulinyin my heavy shirayim. Now get to what is called the shirayim. That's why truma can't be chal. Truma the pshat is that before you took off truma, everything was osir. It's tevel. You're not allowed to eat it. When you set aside truma, that makes it that the leftover part becomes mutter. But if you do that on Pesach, you have chametz. You have this wheat that's tevel, and the wheat became chametz. If you want to set aside some wheat to make the truma, the rest over is the same halach. It's vayter osir. So that's not called shirayim nikorim. That's the Funa of Yeshua's Teretz. So the Mar Yosi Rabacha Bar Rav Chizda, in front of Rav Chizda. The Yosi V'yoma Mishmed Rav Yechon. He went over and said Alochin Rav Yechon. New Alochin now. Anovim Shenitmo. If you have grapes that became Tommy, regular grapes that are Tommy. Dorchon, I give you an eight now, how to make the wine. When you want to press the wine should still be tor. I'll give you an eight, sir, how to make tomadika grapes that the wine should become tor. What's the eight, sir? Dorchon, pochus mikibeya. Press them down, each grape, by itself, less than a kibetza. Make sure each grape is less than the size of a kibetza. Mela v'yemam, koshla nesochim. In such a way, the wine that comes out of this grape is tor, and it's mamash mutter to use in the base of English. It's koshal in the sochin. Now, what's the Hezbollah? What kind of answer is this? Almo, we see that Rav Acha Bar Avia held that ksovar, mashkin miskat pkidi. That you have juice inside a grape, it's not considered part of the grape. The juice inside is like a glass, you have a glass, and inside there's water. The water inside is not part of the glass. The water is a piece by itself. There's juice inside the grape, which is not part of the grape itself. It's not the pshat the juice inside is mivla, is just swallowed into the grape. No. Miskat poka means it's like stored away there. There's a bunch of water inside the grape. That's not considered part of the grape. The mela, when the sherbet touched the outside of the grape, only the grape became tummy. The water inside did not become tummy. L'yemus komet tumoi. When does it become tummy? L'chi sochet lu. When you squeeze out the grape, and now the juice comes out, now you have a mashka, you have liquid. So l'chari is the grape, that's tummy, could be metama the liquid. Avazor l'chi sochet lu. When you squeeze out the grape, less the l'shiyurei. You don't have a shir kibetza. That's the lochum. The shear of an oichel, anything of an oichel that's tummy, it could only be metam as something else if you have the size of a beitza, the size of an egg here. If you have less than the size of an egg, so even though the meat or here the grape became tummy, it can't be metam as something else. So we're saying now when the sheretz touched his grape, it was only metam of the outside grape, not the inside juice. It didn't become tummy. When does it become tummy? When you squeeze it, when it comes out, now the juice becomes juice. It's touching the grape. But since the grape is less than a kibetzer, it's not matama the grape. Therefore, the juice, the wine that comes out is torah. So the Gemara, if that's true, ihochi, kibetzer nami. One he given ace only. You have to have a grape less than the size of an egg. Let's take a grape exactly the size of an egg. It would also be mutter. Why? Because when does the juice become juice? When it comes out of the grape. When it comes out of the grape now is less than a beitzah. If the grape matchila was the exact size of an egg, so when you start squeezing the juice out, the first drop that comes out makes the grape a little bit less than a beitzah. So the grape is not the size of a beitzah. Again, it can't be matam of the juice. So why do you say only because the grape is less than a beitzah? Even if the grape would be exactly the size of an egg, it'd also be Torah, the juice that comes out. Because it's only metamrit when the juice comes out. When the juice leaves the grape becomes less than a beitzah. It has no koyach to metam or something else. And I'll bring you a raya. The Yotanan, we learned like this. Tomei mace, a person that touched a mace. So the person now is called the tomei mace, he's a navatumba. She'er shochad zesim v'yanovim. So shochad, he squashed out now grapes and olives. Is alocha kibetzah mechavonis. If each grape or each olive by itself was the exact size of a beitzah, of an egg, or else he had two or three together, that together they were exactly the size of a beitzah, tohirim, the juice that comes out is tor for this svara. That when does the first become tummy? When the juice leaves the olive or the grape. When it leaves it, now the grape becomes nothing a beitzah. So it has no shear to matama something else. So why do you tell me the Rav Acha said over him, only if the grapes are less than a beitzah, even if they're exactly a beitzah, also it should be mutter to do. And the Gemara portion, Hossam over there, D of it. There it just says, if b'dievit, somebody did it, you should know it's Torah. And that's taka true. Here Rav Acha was giving us an eitzah metchila, how to do it. If you have grapes that are tamei, and you want to make that the wine that comes out should be Torah, I'm giving you an eitzah metchila, what to do. If you ask me what to do, I'll tell you. Now, when I tell you what to do, there's a gzeira. Don't use the exact shear of a beitzah, because maybe you'll take one a little bit bigger than a beitzah. So therefore, we tell you matchila, only take less than a beitzah. The yovet hachel lechatchila, gzeira dilmosla never geisim mikabeitzah. Maybe if we'll tell you, take a grape, the exact size of a beitzah, maybe you'll take one a little bit bigger. Therefore, matchila, we go and tell you, no, take a grape that's less than a beitzah. So therefore, even if you take one a drop bigger, it'll still be okay. So when you start squashing out the juice now comes out, so the grape is less than the beitzah, it doesn't have a clear to matam of the water. That's what Rav Acha bread Raviva was mechadish. Let's see Rashi. Rashi pochus mikibetza. Oichel tomei ein matam macherim. If you have oichel that's tomei and it's less than the beitzah, it's not matam of something else. The meila v'yeinam koshlim esochim. The yeinam matama, the juice, the wine that comes out now is Torah. You can even use it for the Mizbeach, for the Sochim. So what do you see Rav Acha holds? Kisova, mashkin mifkat pokid, means mifkodimein b'toich hazag. The juice inside the grape is like juice inside a sack. It's stored away there. The einam chibaloi, it's not considered attached to the grape. Ela kimisha noisnoin b'kli, it's like you put juice inside a glass. When the sherets touch the outside of the grape, the juice inside was not considered like the sherets touch the juice, because the juice is not part of the pre. The juice is just like something stored inside the pre. Because the juice inside the grape is not considered part of the grape, it's not part of the fruit. The sherets touch the zag, touch the outside shell of the grape, but not the juice inside. The Tumas Mashkin Namiloi Metamei, I the Kashri is over right now, since the grape is Tamei, the grape inside is touching the liquid. So why doesn't the grape be Metamei, the juice inside the grape? Said Rashi. Afopi Shemashkin Mekabo Tumma Becholshu, Tlehebe Shem Mashkin Love Meyerdom. Because calls the mind the liquid is inside the grape, but doesn't have a Shem Mashkin. It first gets the Shem liquid when it comes out. It's like hidden liquid in there that never came out yet, doesn't have a shei mashkin. No, it's liquid. No, it's not part of the grape. It's a liquid stored away in the grape. But since this liquid never came out lavroilum, it doesn't have a locha like mashka to makabel tuma. It's something stored away there. It's not part of the pre, but it doesn't get a shrei mashkit until it comes out. Vaitam. So now, vaitam. Next question. Yemus metamoy mashkin. When could the water be makabel tuma? When is it get a shrei mashkit? Lechisachudlo. When you squeeze it outside of the grape, now it's called mashkit. V'yaneschotim noigim lechol azagin yachad. V'chisachudlo less lishurei. Now when you squeeze out the grape and the juice comes out, there's no more shear of the grape. The yain v'zagin kebeitzom. Because the zagin, the grape, is not a shear of a beitzer anymore. Litei tumah. The apokos mekebeik adorach. Since mekhila you only took less than the size of an egg, so the juice that comes out can't be mekabel tumah from the grape. That's the yetzer. Then says the Gemara b'zoi, use exactly the shear of a beitzer also, take a grape the size of an egg. But so what? When you start to squeeze out the grape, when the first drop of juice comes out, there's no more sheer beitza, so it also shouldn't be metama. That the Gemara says, that's a gzeirim. If you'll take exactly the size of a grape, that's a beitza, we're afraid maybe you'll take a little bit bigger one. So now Rashi goes in at this, Rashi's mesupik about this. Rashi's mesupik, now oichel that's makabel tumah mitchila. What size oichel do you have to have if a sheriff touches an oichel? First Pashut Rashi Shita is, the oichel has to be a kolshu. If a sheretz touches either liquid, or a sheretz itself touches an oichel, no matter how small that oichel is, it itself could be makabel tumah. The shear of a kebetz is only to matam is something else. Once this oichel becomes tamei, if there's the size of a beitz here, that's called a chasher of oichel. Now if it touches liquid, or if it touches something else, it can matam is something else. But for an oichel to makabel tumah itself, it doesn't need the size of a beitz. That's Rashi's Shita. Now, at the end, Rashi wants to say, "Vani shamati the alpha kabel tumah boy kebetza." Then Rashi says, "No, because this usually is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos Shita is not like that. Tosfos Shita is usually even for an oichel to receive tumah, it also has to be the size of a beitza. A sheres touches a small piece less than a beitza, it's not makabel tumah. But Rashi Shita is here; it is makabel tumah." So the more item. So what happened? If they told this over their chiddush in front of Rav Chisda. So when Rav Chisda heard this, when Rav Chisda heard this, he answered back. Omale Rav Chisda, man sayis lecho, who listens to you? Olu Rav Yechanan Ravcha. And even according to Rabbi Rav Yechanan. In other words, Rav Chisda argued on them. He didn't like what Rav Acha, Bred Rav Aviva, said over in the name of the Rabbi Rav Yechanan. So of course, Rav Chisda had a kashem, v'chi tumma sheven lechen olcha. What happened to the tumma? Hey, so Matkila had a grape here, and the sheretz touched the grape. So he learns when the sheretz touched the grape, everything in this grape became tummy. The juice inside the grape also became tummy. So now then you squeeze the grape, what happened to the tumah? How could you say the juice that comes out is tur? How did it become tur? He holds the juice itself is part of the pre. So the Gemara Alma, what do we see of Chizdis Svar is? Alma Ksavar, Mashkin Mivla Bliyam. He holds no. The juice inside the grape is tzidid mivla bolul inside the grape. It's tzidid part of the grape. He doesn't know this like you have juice stored away in a kli. It's tzidid mamish part of the pre. So if a sheretz touches a grape, what did he touch? He touched the pre. What's tummy now? The whole pre. What's part of the pre? The shell, the inside, and the juice inside is all part of the pre. That's what Chizda Svara. So once the sheretz touched the grape, that the juice became tamei, uchlit malei, mashkin. Right away, it's matam of the mashkin. So b'zoi, how to become tor? That's what Chizda's taina. O malei, so Rabavia, Rabacha, Bar Rabavia, said back to Chizda. O malei, v'yatloi tizbro, the mashkin nifkat kidi. They asked the kashrut of Chizda. How could you tell me that the juice inside a grape is considered part of the grape? It's for pshitam, it's called nifkat pkidim. Means the juice is not part of the grape. The juice is something by itself. It's just stored away in the grape. What's the raya? V'yotanan, that was the mission we brought down before. V'yotanan, tomei meis. If you have a person that touched the meis, he's an avatuma now. She'esochat zeisam v'yanovim. Enough of the Mishnah. If he goes and squeezes out now olives and grapes, nechuvonis kebetzam, that they're exactly the size of an egg. Is a locha torim. The juice that comes out is tor. So it's a pillar. Why is the Jew's Torah? We're talking about here the Tomei Meis. He touches the grapes, right? He touches the grapes. So when he touched the grape, for sure the grape was Tomei. So why do you say the juice that comes out is Torah? Bishleim, if the juice inside the grape is not considered part of the grape, it's considered like water stacked away inside it. So Melam Mishumachi Torim, that when the water was inside the grape, it wasn't Mekabel Tumah, because it's not called Mashke yet. When does it get a Shei Mashke? When it comes out. When it comes out, there's no more shear of the Beitzer in the grape. That's why it's Torah. Eli Yarmit, but according to Rav Chisda, Mivla Bliya, you Rav Chisda hold that the juice inside the grape is mamish part of the grape. It's part of the pre. Amai Torim. So now that the Tomei Meis started to squeeze these grapes, he touched the grape. Well, just like he's metamah the grape, he was metamah the juice inside it. So how was the juice Torah? Sakash and Rav Chisda. Or Malay, Rav Chisda answers back like this. Hocha b'mayaskinon b'yanovim shloi hukshru. I tell you, we're talking about this Tomei Meis now is squashing down grapes. But the grapes themselves were not Hukshla Kabel Tumah. Water never went on top of these grapes. There was never water on the grapes. Leimus Mischashri, when does the grape become a Hechsher? When is the first time water now comes on the grape to make it royal the Kabel Tumah? Lechi Sochit Lu, when you squeeze out the grape. When you squeeze out this grape now, the juice has a Shei Mashke on it. Now this juice goes on the Peri, and it makes the Peri royal a Kabel Tumah. It's very good. As soon as he starts to squeeze the grape, we're talking about you have a grape exactly the size of an egg. So when he starts squeezing it, true, the juice comes out on the outside and makes the grape royal a Kabel Tumah. So this is good if you hold the Kabel Tumah does need a Shear Revius, a Shear of a Beitzah. So the grape itself, taka true, is not the size of a beitzer anymore. But so what? Since the mace is touching the grape becomes tummy. But if you want this grape now to be metama the mashke that comes out, no, the mashke is not a shiur of a kezias anymore, not a shiur of a beitzer. Oh no, better. What was Rashi saying? Wait, b'nechnami. No, Rashi says here, ki sochet lu leis l'shiurei. When the tummy mace now, this person is squeezing the grapes, when is it hukshir? When the juice comes out. When the juice comes out, the fruit itself doesn't have the shear of a beitzer. Say nechnami, it's not makabel tumah now. The whole grape is not makabel tumah. So Rashi, k'shenegeya b'yoichol hanoguf. He only touched the dried part of the grape. V'dorcheyo atakas hamoduch. And he pushed it underneath the presser. Is ein v'em shear kelim kabel tumah? The grape now by itself doesn't have a shear kabel tumah. The vizor meliga b'mashka. The person was very careful not to touch the juice itself. Kiratoni v'edyon u'bavach le'yigo b'motam b'mashka. So according to this pshat, it only comes out good the way Rashi said before in the second pshat that you need a shear revius kebetsa lekabel tumah. So this grape now is not makabel tumah. Because the grape now is less than the size of a beitzer. So even though the tummy mace is touching the grape, it is less than the size of a beitzer, not makabel tumah. That's why the mashke is torn. That's true according to Rav Chisda. As if the grape would become tummy, avad the liquid inside would also be tummy. According to Rav Chisda, the juice in the grape is not as part of the grape. So we're talking about here that there was no hechsher, so when the tummy mace first touched the grape, it wasn't makabel tumah. It's only when the juice comes out, then it's too late already. Then the grape is not the size of a beitza, it's not makabel tumah altogether. Fighter. brings a riot himself now. If Nachse like me, hold the Tanya, that they will learn before. Holom is that Doimer, they Tanya before, that you know what this Chometz on Pesach, you know what it's Doimer to? Le Trumas Tusim Zesim Yanovim. If somebody makes Truma Zesim Yanovim, Shenetmo that became Tommy. And you give it to the Kohen now. So you give to the Kohen olives and grapes. What could the Kohen do with Tommy Dick olives and grapes? Shein Le Bole Heter Achila. He has no way to eat them, because since they're grapes that are tummy, it's truma, a kohen can't eat truma tameya. V'loy heter asokam. He can't burn it, because you don't burn grapes. What are you doing burning grapes? Grapes have juice in it. He can't burn grapes, so he has no use from it. Freddy Marakasha, according to Rav Chisdom, ho heter achila nam yispey. Rav Chisdom yes makashna, according to Rav Achon. What are you telling me now? The kohen can't use these tummy grapes at all. Fakir.
According to Rav Acha bar Rav Avon, the Kohen Mamash could even eat the grapes. No, I could eat them. The boy Doruchlu, Pachas Pachas Mikabetza. According to your Svara, like you said from your Rebbe Rav Chisda, if you give grapes that are Tomei, you give it to the Kohen for Truma, the Kohen Mamash could have real use from it. He could take these grapes, make sure each one by itself is less than a beta, and he'll start to squeeze it out, and the juice that comes out is Torah. Since the grape is less than a beta, it's not Matama the juice, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, the juice is not part of the pre, so it's never Makabal Tumma before, so it's Mamash edible. So why does the Brisa say, no, you can't use these grapes? Why not? You can make a Mamash drinkable. No, here we're talking about Tumay. It says if a person took grapes that were Tumay already. Before we're talking about it wasn't Makabal Tumma.
Saying is that it's not, the grape isn't
good. But here they were Makabal Tumma. So it's a good cash on Rabach on Yenim. And for the Gemara, what you have to answer according to Rabach is Omarovo, Gzero, Dilmose, Bulu, De Takolo. You talk it true. Midiraisa would be Mutter. There would be an Eitzah for the Kain to use these grapes. And the Yisrael gives Truma. Grapes that are tomate to a kohen, really kohen has neitzah to eat to use them. But mit rabbanon though it's also the gzera if we're going to let the kohen hold on to these grapes and start squeezing out the grapes, we're afraid that he'll come to eat the grape the way it is, and that's an issa. So that's why the rice before said there's no way the kohen could use it. Omalay abaya omicha shinu takol, is that true? We're afraid if the kohen holds on to truma tomato, he'll come to eat it. The Yotanya we learned like this. Madlikim bepasu v'shemin shel truma shenitzmas. If the Yisrael had made truma and the bread became tomei, or else there's shemin oil that became tomei, the halacha is the kohen is allowed to use it. He's allowed to use these to burn with it. He could put it in his oven and burn the bread to use it for the fuel, or else the shemin he could use to burn. So it's a kasha. Why? Why aren't we afraid if the kohen is going to keep it to use it, he'll come to eat it? You're telling me now, Rav, there's a gzera. A kohen can never use tamadika fruits, even to squeeze it out and make the juice torum, because we're afraid he'll come to eat it. So why does it say here he's allowed to use the bread and the shemen? Or Malay, so Rav answered back like this. Pas, enechnami, if a kohen gets truma, that's bread, and tome, the eitzer is zorek le ben eitzim. Right away he has to throw it ben eitzim. In other words, he has to make the bread dirty. If he makes the bread dirty, then we're not afraid to come to eat it. Nobody eats dirty bread. And the same thing, shemen. Shemen shel truma, romilei b'kli mois. The answer is, if you have shemen, this oil, right away throw it into a dirty keli. So mela, the shemen becomes not nice, therefore we're not afraid to come to eat it. Benachanami, when you have it ben, it's edible, we're afraid the kohen will eat it. Therefore grapes, there's no way to dirty the grapes. Even if you dirty the grapes, so what? You squeeze out the grapes and get the juice, you'll still hold on to them. So there's a takola. Abaye Roma Mishrei de Chizkiya. V'rov v'romar devei Rabbi Yitzchok Ramasna. Omer Afuna. Loishonu ela pas. There's only true by pas. Pas, you have such an eitzah that if a kohen gets truma, that's tomato, bread, he can make the bread dirty. Avochito loy. But if somebody gives kohen chit and wheat, that's tomei, he has no way to, he can't hold on to it. Why? Shema yovoi ben lo deta kolom. They're afraid maybe you come to eat it. So Rashi, the bottom Rashi, avochito, inam izorek lu loy nimis. If you have wheat, so what if you throw it on the ground? It gets dirty. You could wash it off. So wheat that's tomei, a kohen is not allowed to use to burn. Because if he starts to use it to burn it, we're afraid maybe you come to eat it. So the other is a takolom. Rabbi Yechonon Nomer no, afilo chit, even wheat also. If the kohen is allowed to use the wheat and burn it, to have enough from burning it. Why? Why aren't we afraid? Maybe the kohen will come to eat it. If he's allowed to hold on to this wheat that's tamei, a truma, maybe he'll eat it. And the more, like Rav Ashi gave a teretz, Rav Ashi. Bishlito umisto.